Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew. Sound the
battle cry. Two men,
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
For the Lord, gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause upon His.
Good morning, Edwin.
Good morning, Andrew.
Happy Monday, my friend.
A new week, a new chapter.
Yeah, looking at Revelation chapter 6. I got to tell you, where will this book go from here? We've had the last 2 weeks of this wonderful glory and doxology, looking at the throne room of God, looking at the Lamb. And of course, there was this dilemma, this real problem of God has a scroll. It's sealed up tight. There's seven seals on it. John wants to know what it says so bad. In all of heaven and earth and under the earth, nobody is worthy to come and open this scroll until the Lamb. Actually, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is worthy. And when we see him, surprise, it's a lamb.
Who looks like he's been slain.
Yes, with extra eyes and extra horns.
That's exactly right. Who has the sevenfold spirit of God.
That's right.
What a powerful, powerful picture. So let me just back up. Today, we're going to read Revelation chapter 6 in just a moment, but I think today's conversation, I'd like us to kind of back up again and do kind of this overarching look at how to read what we're about to get into.
Sure.
Because we are moving into a new kind of section about how Revelation works. I want to do that. So I want to back up and just remind us. Apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
revealing.
Apocalypse
means pulling the curtain back, taking the veil off. And what we have happening in the book of Revelation is the revealing of the heavenly perspective mm-hmm. of what is happening mm-hmm. and what is about to happen. John and his compatriots in the kingdom of Jesus Christ are going through a thing. There is tribulation, there is persecution, all of that is happening. What they see is the Roman emperor issuing edicts against Christianity. What they see is priests from false religions that are, you know, our modern word would be canceling
yeah.
the Christians yes. because they won't pinch incense to Caesar
right.
or they won't honor the gods. And, you know, one of the ways that would like practically take place is if you were a blacksmith, but you're not going to honor Vulcan, hey, we're not going to bring our business to you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing would happen. Or if you're not going to honor Vulcan, I won't do the work for you that you want me to do as a blacksmith. And it ends up being that kind of persecution.
I'll give you another one. If you don't honor Vulcan and it hasn't rained in a while, it's your fault because you haven't honored Vulcan. And so I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
And someone else is going to get your blacksmith business.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that
yeah.
kind of thing is happening. That's
yes.
what they're seeing
yes.
on Earth. I want to go back to that illustration we used from Elisha and his servant when Elisha is constantly speaking against the enemy king, revealing his plans to the king of Israel. And so they sent the army and the servant goes out and he sees the Syrian army mm-hmm. around the city of Dothan. And Elisha says, open his eyes, let him
right.
see what's really going
right.
on there. And then he sees the chariots of God's host. That's an apocalypse. That's the revealing. So
sure.
now John is about to see, look, this is the heavenly perspective
mm-hmm.
of what has happened, what is happening, what's about to happen, how I'm going to deal with this. That's what we're seeing. So I wanted us to remember all of that. I'm going to read Revelation chapter 6, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about
yeah,
just some other principles about reading this book. In Revelation chapter 6 from the English Standard Version, now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, come! And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come! And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that people should slay one another, and he was given a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come! And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and its rider had a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come! And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us! Hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?"
All right. So now we're getting into some of the pictures and some of the images in the book of Revelation. It is so well known for, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. we often hear that phrase yeah. bandied about.
Mm-hmm.
And we see certainly riders of horses come out as these yeah. seals are unfolded. Now, we wanted to step back, and we are going to spend some time in our conversation getting into some of the particular imagery with these different seals. But moving forward, reading from the front of the book of Revelation to the back and then back again, we begin to see patterns.
Yeah.
There's pattern recognition.
Yes.
That needs to inform our interpretation of the book.
I agree. Yeah. So what we have here is Jesus breaks the seals on the scroll, which allows the scroll to be read, except instead of being read, mm-hmm. it's being shown.
It comes to life,
doesn't it? It becomes like a movie or modern technology. We might, if we could put on, as we've said before, virtual reality.
The Oculus
goggles.
Glasses?
Yeah, and just that, immersed.
Okay, just right there, I've just got to stop you. If you had the VR glasses on for the book of Revelation,
yeah.
that would be terrifying.
I think it might be. As we've said before, new perspective.
You might feel like John and be hitting your knees.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. But so here's this movie. Here's this presentation. Rather than reading the scroll, he's getting to see the scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in our modern day, I think kind of the best way for us to perceive this is if we watched a movie. And one of the things that, here's kind of how I put it. There is little that is more frustrating and annoying to me than the movie talker.
The movie talker.
I don't know how you are, but man, when we're watching a movie,
are you about to share with me some little irritant that bothers you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
When we're watching a movie, mm-hmm. it's time to be quiet.
Oh, you're talking about the people like whispering, like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And that
looks so fake.
Well, now that really annoys me. But I'm even just talking about the person who's like, "Hey, why did that happen? Wait, what's going on? Who's that? Why are they doing that? Oh no, what are they going to do next? Well, how did they do that? What does that mean? Hey, what's going on here?" I'm like, dude, just watch the movie. If you watch the movie, it'll explain.
Yeah.
I especially hate that when I'm watching for the first time. I'm like, why do you expect me to know more than you? I'm watching yeah. it so I will figure it out. You watch it so you can figure it out.
Yeah, I have to admit, I might be that guy sometimes. Sometimes I walk in and the kids are watching a show and be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Well, look, I get it. If you walk in the middle, that makes a little more sense. But if you've been watching, and the reason I bring that up is because I think with Revelation, we've got to recognize like that very, a great deal of this is keep reading, you'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Keep reading, you'll mm-hmm. see what's happening. And this is why we have recommended all the way along that before listening to each of the weeks of Text Talk on this, listen to the whole thing. We put a special episode up early on, right as we began this, of just reading the entire book. Listen to the whole thing and then come back and let's talk through the parts. Because what will happen is you will realize there's a story happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a story where I'm supposed to pick apart every detail before I see the whole story. I need to see the whole story. And it's the story of a hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of a king who is a hero, a prince. He's going to go out, he's going to conquer, and at the end of the story, he's going to sit on his throne in his city that he has won
right.
and he has vindicated, but that also doubles as him winning the bride,
yeah.
and he's going to marry his bride. And so we're about to see that story get started right here as the seal is broken. John is now getting to read, but actually see the scroll. The hero is going to go out, and when it's all said and done, he's going to win. And that's the thing we have to grasp.
Well, and when you're talking about when it's all said and done, he is going to win. Yes, we must remember that. But between here and there, there is a lot of drama, mm-hmm. a lot of conflict,
yes.
and a lot of carnage.
Yes.
I mean, not to spoil what we're going to talk about, but I mean, even in this first reading, we've got war and famine and
yeah.
death and
yeah.
really, really heavy things that he is going to battle with.
Right. Yes. And we're actually going to see that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the second part of this we need to recognize. First of all, there is the overarching story that starts with our hero going out to win the victory. And it takes him a while, but in the end, he does win. He gets to be king of his city. He gets to marry his bride. He does win the girl. Okay, but in between, the way the movie, the way mm-hmm. the vision shows this is in cycles.
Cycles.
And there are movies like that. I think of Hoodwinked. Do you remember that old Red Riding Hood movie from 20 years ago now, Anne Hathaway? It tells the story from one character's perspective, and then it goes back and tells the story from another character's perspective.
Fun.
And then it goes back and tells the story from another character's perspective.
Okay.
Until finally, and with each character's perspective, you get a little more information until finally at the end, you get to see the whole thing and you understand everything that happened.
Okay.
Another movie that I've watched that's like that is Vantage Point. I mean, there are movies like this. Mm-hmm. That's what Revelation does. It takes us through these cycles. And in fact, this chapter six, on into chapter seven, we're yeah. going to see one of these cycles mm-hmm. where it begins with the king going out. It begins with he's going to conquer. He's winning, except for, oh, wait a minute. Here's a period of time where it looks like he's not winning.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shocking period of time. We expected him to go out winning, 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 winning.
Yeah.
Peace on earth, victory, victory, victory. Conquer Rome, conquer Jerusalem,
conquer.
And world peace. But there's not. There's all this mm-hmm. other stuff. In fact, it looks like he's going to die.
Yeah.
It looks like, again, it looks like he's going to lose. But mm-hmm. he doesn't.
But
we get to the end. We get to the end and he actually wins. And we're going to see that cycle again and again.
Yeah. So some of that cycle will be this week and on into next week.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick up the story. And like I said a minute ago, pattern recognition. And I'm just excited for everybody that's going to be joining us for these broadcasts because they're going to see this pattern too.
I think so.
We're really glad that you joined us for Text Talk today. Please be reading Revelation chapter 6. Email us with your comments or questions. TextTalk@ChristiansMeetHere.org. TextTalk@ChristiansMeetHere.org. And have a wonderful day. Let's have a word of prayer. Our great God and Father, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for your word. Lord, as we have been reading together and learning about your different genres of literature, and particularly this genre of apocalyptic literature, we pray, Father, that we would not be intimidated by it, but to receive it with an open mind and an open heart to discern your truth. Father, may we understand these pictures and be blessed by it and understand, Father, that you are the victorious, that Jesus Christ does ride the white horse. He conquers and conquers all, and that it is for your glory. We think about that beautiful throne room scene we read about last week and last time. And Father, we want to be there by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the gospel. Please bless us to that end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue in Lutz, Florida, this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at ChristiansMeetHere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge sang all four parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review Text Talk in your favorite podcast app so others can find it and learn about it more easily. Have a fantastic day.
Steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throne.